This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 24th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the National Corn Growers Association is sounding the alarm against surging costs for key crop nutrients that growers need. Without a change in the balance sheet, the group says farmers could cut back on fertilizer use, potentially limiting production in an attempt to save money. Corn Growers President Ken Hartman from Illinois says, "We are definitely in a critical situation. For my phosphate fertilizer, they're asking $200 more a ton than they did a year ago." Trump tariffs have crimped phosphate imports and meant higher costs for equipment, seed, chemicals, and other fertilizers, including nitrogen. A survey released by the National Corn Growers Association showed nearly 40% of producers planned to reduce fertilizer applications. Trump's levies on Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt, which last year made up 86% of phosphate shipments to the U.S., according to the Fertilizer Institute, have contributed to a 36% decline in imports from April through July versus the same period a year ago. That according to TFI chief economist Veronica Nye. Every country we currently import product from is facing a Liberation Day tariff other than Russia, Nye said. That's a big deal. Well, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. is in talks to provide Argentina with a $20 billion swap line to help contain financial upheaval and support the country's free market overhaul. Bessent also said the Trump administration, willing to provide Argentina with credit via the Treasury's Exchange Stabilization Fund and to buy Argentine dollar bonds. Establishing a swap line with Argentina or lending to it would effectively mean supplying dollars that the country could use to buy pesos, thereby strengthening the currency. Argentina's also lowered its export tax on commodities and nearly immediately reported 20 shiploads of Argentine soybeans, or about 1.3 million bushels, purchased by China. Kentucky soybean farmer and American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said in a statement, quote, "The frustration is overwhelming. U.S. soybean prices are falling, harvest is underway, and farmers read headlines not about securing a trade agreement with China, but that the U.S. government is extending $20 billion in economic support to Argentina while that country drops its soybean export taxes to sell soybeans to China. U.S. farmers cannot wait and hope any longer." ASA is calling on President Trump and his negotiating team to prioritize securing an immediate deal on soybeans with China. The farm economy is suffering while our competitors supplant the United States and the biggest soybean import market in the world. CNH chief executive Garrett Marks is speculating that even if a deal is reached with China to buy soybeans, it won't immediately translate into large purchases. He said, unlike the previous trade fight with China during the first Trump administration, China is not trying to rebuild its hog herd and thereby won't need additional soybean supplies. CNH owns several brands of ag equipment, including Case IH. Market analysts say China has secured its soybean needs now through November with no U.S. purchases in the new crop marketing year. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary, noted neurosurgeon Ben Carson, has been named an Agriculture, Nutrition, Health, and Housing Advisor at the USDA. The Ag Department reported that Carson was sworn in this morning. Ag Secretary Brooke Rowland said there's no one more qualified than Carson to advise on policies that improve Americans' everyday quality of life, from nutrition to health care quality to ensuring families have access to safe and stable housing. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.